Hello and welcome back to Couch Surfing with Koi, the traveling podcast where the guests are whoever lets me sleep on their couch. And today's episode is a very special one because after 6 months of couch surfing, I've finally found a place to move in. I live in New Jersey now with 4 roommates who you're going to meet very shortly. And actually, I met these guys from couch surfing. Like, I have spent so much time here while traveling that they've made me sign the lease and start paying rent. So, in this episode, I'm going to spend 20 minutes with each of my roommates, talking with them in their rooms, learning about them, talking about how living together is going, hopefully figuring out whoever stole my leftover orange chicken that I put in the fridge the other day. But yeah, I live with 4 boys now, which is an adjustment. You'll see. You'll hear all about it, I'm sure. First, you'll meet Will, then Utah, then Berto, then Anthony. They're all great guys, and I'm really excited to live here. And what joke can I make now to kind of distract from the fact that I was genuine for a second? Okay, I can't think of anything. So after the intro, you'll meet Will, and then all of the other roommates, and that's how this episode's gonna work. Do you like it? Hey. Okay. Will.
It didn't hit the third time.
Yeah, this is the third, because I told you that I was going to tell that joke,
yeah.
And then we filmed this once,
yeah.
But then I realized that we only had 20 minutes to film it, and we didn't get through basically anything. I honestly don't know a single thing that we talked about.
Oh, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about sand being snow. We talked about if sand was snow.
And then if snow was sand. And how do you feel? Have you come to a conclusion on that, how you would feel?
I still don't really understand the question. I'm sorry.
We can just talk about that the whole time.
We can talk
I have a timer on my phone. I downloaded a timer app. And
you didn't download that.
Okay. Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. So yeah, the clock app that comes with the phone. Fine. Since I want to expose all my secrets, I want to make it seem like I put a lot of effort in, but it's a clock app.
You're being defensive, and that's fine, but we can talk about it later.
Well, it's like, why would you have to point out that I didn't download this app? Because then it makes me look like
why does anyone liar? Point anything out?
Good point.
God gave us fingers to do what? Point? No.
He gave us fingers to pray. All right, so I have a 20-minute timer. At the end of the 20 minutes, you have to stop talking or I'll show you where my gun is.
Why just me? Do you have to stop talking too?
No.
Okay, start it.
Okay, you ready? Okay, we have some stuff to get through.
Okay.
Roommate Will Mahoney.
Okay.
Don't be nervous or
I'm
sad.
I'm nervous and sad.
You sound both nervous. Did I read that right?
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. I kind of have like an empathetic mind and heart.
So what are you going to do about me being nervous and sad? You didn't like reassure me or anything.
It's going to be okay if you don't mess it up.
There's that empathy. Even that laugh was villainous.
That was a gentle. That was a reassuring.
You can't even say the word reassuring because you don't say it ever.
That word is not in my vocabulary.
We need to start the timer.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say we need to start over. We can.
We could.
Okay, I started the timer. All right, first of all, how long have you lived here?
Hey, my name's Will, and I've lived here for a few months now, 6.
Since January? Yeah? How are you liking it?
January 2025. I'm loving it. I'm loving the weather now. I'm loving my room that's coming together. Ignore the pictures on my wall behind me.
Yeah, but selling ad space on your bedroom wall right now.
Yes, $5 a piece. Here's Shug.
And you brought Shug, the sweetest cat ever that kept me up really early this morning because she was meowing so loud to get into my room. And then she'd come into my room and then immediately meow so loud to get out. And then she'd go over to Berto's room and meow so loud to get in and then meow so loud to get out. I think she was like, you know, like the scenes in like Scooby-Doo where they're running and going from door to door.
Yeah.
I think she was wanting to feel that.
Just to feel it?
Yeah, she probably got jealous of seeing like a dog on screen do that. Yeah. And she was like, cats can do it too.
Oh, cats can do anything.
Cat boss. No, she's a cat boss.
She's my cat boss. And I think that needs to be clarified because you're in here like, oh, my cat, Shug. Our cat, Shug. No, this is my cat. And I feel like that needs to be said.
So this is kind of annoying that you're switching up on the camera because one time, and it was very early on, I was like, so how do you feel about me being like my cat, Shug? And yeah. You were like, I don't care.
You asked me while I was live streaming and my girlfriend was next to me and like, I'm not going to like seem like an asshole.
Yeah. And you didn't mention the gun in my hand either.
And that's me trying to save you something.
I'm proud of my guns.
Oh, hey,
welcome to the gun show. And then I take off my shirt and start flexing madness.
Flexing madness? All right.
See, you look sad and nervous again.
I am. Can we start over?
No. Well, I do want to talk about something that you've been doing recently.
What have I been doing? Other than being nervous and sad.
Well, oh, this might make you more nervous and sad, but for some reason, you've just been taking the liberty of like whoever's shoes are by the front door.
Yes.
You just kind of put on. Like the other day, I was looking for my Crocs, and then I was like, I don't know where my Crocs are. Birdo, have you seen my Crocs, Birdo? And he was like, Will probably took them.
He knew?
Yeah, because this has become a habit of yours.
Oh, fuck. It's getting bad too, because also like I took Birdo's shoes once, and like I lost one of the gibbets that was on it. And I felt bad, but it's so much work. The thing is, you also have to talk about how in order to get down to my room, all my shoes are in my room usually. Mm-hmm. And to get down to my room, it's like such a journey down the stairs. And then you have to loop back around
to the best room in the house.
Yeah, but it's just difficult. But and then so when there are shoes upstairs, shoes are just to wear. Like what? Like are we gonna be? We share kitchen utensils. We share everything else in this house.
Yeah, but there are multiple forks, and it's like there aren't multiple pairs of shoes that are fitting me by the door. And then I'm stealing someone else's shoes, and they have to steal someone else's shoes. Okay, Shug is eating napkins.
She loves napkins. Come here, Shug.
Oh, I didn't realize that this was like a thing you guys did.
I save money on cat food by doing this.
Okay. I'll probably have to cut that out.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Lighten up. Aren't you a comedian?
Thank you.
I'm sinking.
Can you say that again?
It wasn't even a statement. It was a question. Aren't you a comedian?
It still felt good. Well, living together has been a lot of fun. So I moved here because I was couch surfing. And then, well, I was couch surfing and I visited here to sleep on Anthony's couch. And then I ended up getting along with all the roommates here and really liking it here. And mainly because I had, you know, stalked and studied them intensely in order to figure out what their likes and dislikes were so that I could, like, appease them when I got here and then eventually get added onto the lease.
Wow, that was a lot to unpack. And also two people have moved out since you visited, no?
Why do you think that is? I didn't make room.
Oh, this was you?
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, my lease is going to be up like in February or something like that. And then they were like, Will's moving in. I was like, rats.
You didn't even, know who I am?
No, before? I didn't. No.
You didn't like study me or like deep dive or anything?
No. You completely threw, I had to go to plan C.
What is plan C?
When was the last time you talked to your family? That's plan C.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you should check on them after this.
After
or least,
this?
Or at least make sure to give them, like, a good service.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
No.
Am I allowed to joke about killing your family?
Yeah, you could talk about anything you want.
Okay.
You should joke about my ethnicity next.
No, I gotta leave them wanting something. Just all in right. case I bring you back on.
Just in case that we do this again.
Guys, 1,000 likes.
1,000 likes and Koi will make jokes about my ethnicity.
All right. But, okay, then someone else was moving out a few months later, and I was like, all right, I'm going to move in, but I don't know who this Will guy is. And I was honestly, like, a little bit scared because I knew the vibe of the house. I hate using that word. I'm trying to get rid of it, but it can be used in so many places.
Right. Vibe, the word vibe.
Yeah.
The dichotomy of the house.
Whoa.
The dialectivity.
The
Deuteronomy of it.
Deuteronomy.
Yeah. Deuteronomy.
No, but for real, I was like, I knew the diameter of the house. And yeah. So I was like...
Right.
And so I was like, I know what I'm getting myself into. And then you showed up and I was like, crap. Because also, who I kicked out was a woman.
Oh, the only woman left.
Yes, the only woman left in the house. And I was like, crap, now I'm going to have to live with four straight guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really gotten along with straight men.
I don't like this word straight.
Really?
Yeah.
And tell me more about why you don't like that word.
It's just so all, it's just so,
it has kind of like a stigma.
Right. Yeah. The word straight just is like, I prefer like.
Hetero?
Heteronormative.
Heteronormative.
Hetero.
That feels a little bit worse.
Hetero, hetero standard.
I could say that you're het.
Het.
Het cis.
Cishet.
Cishet. Oh, wait, that's what they say, actually.
Oh, really?
Don't they? Yeah, they do.
But even that seems so like make it more casual, like sissy, like I'm a sissy.
This is something that we as a community, LGBTQIA plus members watching this, we need to devote more of our time to figuring out this problem. How do we make the straight people not feel bad?
Yeah, because we don't, do we even have, is there a straight flag?
Yes.
Oh.
It's black and white.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Of course.
And
that's the whole other thing of straight people not being like colorful. It makes it seem so bland. Like even the word straight, it's like a line, like lines are straight.
Okay. So here's my question for you. And it's a question that I'm going to ask every roommate on this podcast today is what makes you different? What makes you one of the good ones? What sets you apart from this stigma that you're feeling? Because yeah, the straight men in my life and in everyone's lives and in the world and in history and all of existence, they've been bad. So why are you, what makes you different?
I knew a gay guy that burned down something that lit a house on fire with orthophins in it.
He burned the house down boots.
Yes.
And what was your relationship with this gay man? Is it like
I was like a just a acquaintance of mine. I wouldn't even say friend.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just like someone I kept at a safe distance. Not because they're gay. Anyway, I'm straight because I'm. What was the question? Why am I straight?
No,
dude, boobs are awesome.
Don't say boobs around me.
Who?
I prefer the term knockers.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah, I just
wait. Let me answer your question.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to reiterate the question because obviously you've lost it. Obviously you've lost the question because every single time that a queer voice speaks to you, it goes in one ear and out the other.
I hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Queen.
Good luck. Did you get it?
Loud and what? Did you say loud and queer?
Yeah.
No, it sounded like clear.
I think I kind of fumbled. I think I fucked up the delivery. That wasn't on you.
That's okay. Well, can you deliver on this answer? Segue.
I love segues.
Yeah.
Like taking the segue to, I don't want to answer this
question. Stop deflecting. You have to answer this question or else it's going to make you look bad in front of everyone. And
what makes me different as a straight man is that the thing is you asked me this yesterday, so I've had plenty of time to think about this.
I figured you'd like have it written down.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, great.
My phone's not over here. Can I use yours? It's written on yours, too.
It's written on my phone?
Yeah. Can you open up ChatGPT?
I don't have that downloaded on my phone.
So, being straight to me, or no, the reason that I'm different is because I feel like I don't I'm an ally. And why do you think
that I'm different? This is getting really hard to watch. I'll take I'm an ally and we can move on.
How do you think that I'm different?
Well, first of all, you're wearing a sweater vest. Well, okay.
My best friends are gay. All of them. Most of them. And I always hear them and I understand struggles. And I'm black. So I feel we're both, you know.
Yeah. Friends.
How do you think I'm different?
I'll say that like when I first moved in and I met you, or I guess I visited and I wasn't living here yet. I was couch surfing, whatever I was doing. I was like, oh, okay. So when it was like another straight man's moving in, it's like not one of the like real straight men. Mm. You know, I think that you're like,
I feel like I don't share many interests with like a lot of straight men that I've interacted with in different social settings. I've struggled to connect with in like interests and hobbies because I like remember a very specific time I like met this dude that like was a friend of a friend or something, and that we were like left alone or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like so like keeping up with like the March Madness. And I was like, no. And then he was like, yeah. And then he took like a box of Zins out of his pocket. And he was like, you want a Zin? And I was like, no. And then he was like, so what sports do you watch? And I was like, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
And then so.
Is this a real guy?
Yes. And it you could tell he was trying. And like he was trying very hard to like connect with me. But a lot of like the stereotypical like straight man hobbies and interests he was trying to talk about, and even the jokes he was making, I was just like, it I don't connect with that. And I feel like part of that is also like just like the standard of like two straight dudes in a room, like, yeah, we gotta like, let's like, I don't know if he has like any special interests or anything, or I guess I don't know.
Was that like a personality? That's what sets you apart, in my opinion, is you have like a personality and interests, and like you like listen to other people.
Yeah, thanks.
I just thought about the straight men listening to this and how bad they're going to feel. And maybe we should just cut this segment. It's kind of mean.
No. If anything, it's a message for straight men to be more comfortable expressing. Maybe you like puzzles. Maybe you're a straight man and you like puzzles.
Gay.
Nah. A little bit. Sorry. Cut that part. Just that part. And, like, if you meet a straight man, you could be like, hey, like, so what's the fastest 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle you'd ever did?
Yeah.
And then you could be like, so do you like trains?
Yeah, I like trains. ASDF movies, Derp. Reference.
I like turtles, too.
Oh, I made you a pie.
I made you a pie.
Oh, boy, what flavor?
Pie.
Shug is really not liking that. Her eyes are going to evil toothless mode. Oh. You know toothless, how his eyes change depending on his mood?
No.
How to Train Your Dragon.
No, I don't know that one.
How to Train Your Dragon, these nuts on your...
Damn, that's some shit. That's some shit that Howard would say.
Who?
Howard eats nuts.
Who, mama? Got him. That's a joke I would tell to an owl.
And a straight man? Hmm? Would you tell that to a straight man?
I just did. I feel like you're confused on if you're straight or not.
You also just like assumed that I'm straight. We talked about that yesterday. I never told you I'm straight. Yes, I have a girlfriend, but maybe penis in my mouth would be enjoyable.
You know what? There's been a phase in my life where I have had the same exact thought process and circumstances.
And circumstances?
You know, I was like, I was like 15 wearing wearing my girlfriend's scrunchie on my wrist. Dang it.
Dang it. Was that like expressing like you're upset that you just said that?
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure when that one would come out. Hey, and I was thinking the same thing about myself when I had a girlfriend. I just scared.
Yeah, you did. She's gone. And she's gone.
I realized that I am changing a little bit.
I thought you were 22.
21.
21.
But I'm changing. Well,
I'm still growing taller, too.
Not like that. I just mean, like, I've started saying yo to greet people. That's not something I ever did before. I don't know how I would greet people. Yeah. I guess, like, hey, queen, how's it going?
Girl. Bitch.
It's not okay when you do it.
All right. Last night, you were playing Mario Kart, and you were like, come on, yo. And I was like, damn, like, that had some dick to
really?
It. Or that had some... that had some...
I am going mask this year. I'm going mask this year. Mask for mask.
I only go mask on Halloween.
And the next year's mask for femme.
What does that mean?
Mask for femme. Masculine for feminine.
Four. What does four mean?
Four. I'm looking for.
Oh, masculine man.
for feminine.
Looking for a feminine man.
Yeah, feminine someone.
Okay. In your situation?
I haven't gotten there yet. I got to get the mask thing down.
Right.
And I think I'm doing a good job.
You're doing great. Up until now, that was a little too high.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the deep voice.
Okay, I'm going to be the guy that you had an uncomfortable interaction with.
Yeah.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, what's good?
Yo, you've been...
Yo, nice to meet you, bro.
Yo, nice to meet you, too. Love when we do that with our hands. You ever been to March Madness?
Shit. Love when we do that with our hands is really awesome, especially considering your hands were genuinely sweaty when you did that.
I'm really nervous right now.
I've been
nervous. Am I hiding it?
Yeah.
No, I feel like...
No, you deflected it onto me by saying I'm nervous and sad.
Let's go. Let's go. Good to know. Okay, wait. We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Okay, we have a few things to get through. First of all, I ordered Panda Express the other day. Okay, it took like an hour to get here. It's one of those things where DoorDash was like, it's going to get here in 20 minutes. And then every 10 minutes, it would say it's 10 minutes later. I waited for so long, and I got enough. Instead of getting a bowl, I got a plate. So I got two entrees of orange chicken because I was like, I will say this is leftovers. Where did that orange chicken leftovers go?
Oh, I see what you're doing. Orange chicken leftovers did not get... I'm sounding really guilty right now.
Yeah, absolutely you
orange
are.
Orange chicken... It wasn't me. And I'll tell you that with a fact, too.
Go on. What's the fact?
That I didn't eat it. That last night...
I thought you were going to have a fun fact paired with what... Okay.
Orange chicken is called orange because they use oranges.
Mm.
I didn't eat it. It's probably Anthony.
That was going to be my next question. It was Anthony. You think it was Anthony?
Anthony has eaten my food and then said that he hasn't.
Mm.
I caught him. I've caught him.
Drama.
Not really. It's fine.
T. You
that's
hate
the thing
Anthony.
About. That's the thing
that's
about.
That's the scoop. You hate Anthony. Just you hate Anthony, but you won't tell him to his face.
Just as like you were concerned about like being full of straight men. I thought I was thinking about like a gay guy.
Hey, I'm not concerned about being full of straight men. Am I?
But my point is that if because you're. Oh, do I have time to make my point?
Yeah. Quick.
My point is that. All right.
All right, cool.
That, all right.
All right, cool. Okay, you have 30 seconds left. Say something bad about Birdo.
Birdo is taller than me, and it makes me sad sometimes.
Really, you feel
and
inferior?
He's better than me at a lot of things. And keep his annoying laugh.
Dig annoying laugh.
Yeah, his laugh makes... When he's like...
Wow. And that's really how you want to end it, huh?
Are you going to keep in when I say I'm joking?
No. Birdo, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to, or I guess me, welcome to your room.
Yeah.
You're in the classic Birdo fit today, all black in the orange beanie.
I am.
What color would you say that is?
Brownish? Brown? Yeah.
I knew I was wrong.
I'm not too sure.
And so do you hate me?
What?
Okay, we can move on.
Okay.
So something interesting. I just interviewed Will before this. Mm-hmm. Talked to him a little bit. He unprompted said that he finds your laugh annoying.
Honestly,
that didn't feel right to not share with you. I hate to start this on that note, but mm-hmm. like that's just kind of that's his words.
Honestly, I don't know how to respond to that. To be honest,
that's okay. I honestly just wanted to tell you as your friend and as your roommate and just so you know who your enemies are in the house and maybe you know who your friends are and who's kind of looking out for you and who you might want favor when
I
it comes down to
that.
It.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Should I say something about Will? Is that...
Oh, yeah. You can if you want to say something about Will.
Wait, I got nothing. Wait, we're on a time crunch. Let's move
okay,
on.
Okay.
I can't
think of
someone.
We'll move on. Yeah. All right. Well, first of all, how long have you lived here?
It has been a year and a month now.
Okay, so you're like season one cast. Yeah. You're there. Yeah. And the vibe of the house has kind of changed drastically
in the past
few months.
Yep.
With Will moving in, and then I moved in a month ago. Is it only a month? Did I move in March?
May. Yeah. You moved in
May.
I may have moved in March. Wait.
I may have moved in March. That's what you're saying?
May. No, no, May, no. You moved May. In May, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Bro,
I moved in May. Well, how has the vibe of the house changed? I just said in the last segment that I was going to stop using the word vibe, and here I go again.
I think the living situation before was like, because we were all like members of the same band, like there was a lot of stress that happened, like a shared stress experience, and now it just kind of feels like a little more like you guys brought a new energy, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And it feels like I feel more creatively inspired right now than I have in a while. Yeah,
I think it's nice when like we're all working on our own things, because you produce music. You're not a content creator, which I can't wrap my head around that people wouldn't want to share every detail of their life on the internet money. How do you manage without attention?
I personally really don't like attention. I like being in the background. That's right. Like a big thing for me.
Yeah. I was like, all right, Berto, we are only going to be doing this for 20 minutes. So we got to really go through it. You're like, we're going for 20 minutes?
It's a long time to talk.
Yeah. You are a bit of an introverted person.
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. Well, when I first got here, actually, you were kind of in hiding because I was couch surfing.
Yo.
And I think that you guys had kind of had another content creator, maybe around my age, visit recently and didn't really mesh with your energy so well. And so I was like, they were like, oh, we have another roommate, Berto, but like he's in his room. You'll meet him eventually.
Yeah.
And then I was just like kind of slowly catching appearances of you.
Yeah.
Like taming an ocelot.
Honestly, like that experience really like genuinely traumatized me and made me like scared of. When I was told that another content creator was coming to stay for a little bit, I was like, here we go again. And then little did I know that we would become as close as we are now. And like, I'm glad that I came out of my room that day.
Yeah. I am too. I feel like first impression of you, I mean, like even just like looking at your room, I mean, love what you've done with the place. There's two jerseys on the wall.
Yup.
And there's a bed.
Yup.
And I mean, like, I was just talking about this with Will. Like, I was a little intimidated, like, living in a house with a bunch of men, because I don't usually get along with men, specifically ones who have jerseys on their wall.
Yeah.
But, like, to my surprise, we've gotten along really well.
Yeah, we have gotten along really well. I think, I don't know. I feel like I do understand that like sentiment about like guys with jerseys hanging. I don't want to say anything like, oh, I'm not like the rest of them. That's so corny.
Well, I actually do have a question that I'm going to be asking each of the roommates, which is what makes you one of the good ones?
I think, wait, is this a real question?
Answer it however you want.
What was the question again?
What makes you one of the good ones?
What makes me one of the good ones? Mm-hmm. I think that me being a very curious person has made me like very open-minded. So like, I don't know. I don't really walk into many things with prejudice. Mm-hmm. So I would say that makes me one of the good ones.
Who's your PR guy?
Oh, I don't know. Me, myself, and I.
Okay. Yeah. Well, get me in touch with this me, myself guy. Mr. and I.
Yeah, Mr. and I.
Yeah, you are very curious. I think it's funny because I always have stories of, you know, dates that I'm going on and all of those things. And you're always there to, like, listen. And every time that I'm telling one, I can see that you're like, you're learning, you know? Yeah. And you're always like, whoa, like you're always just like fascinated with like.
I think it's so cool because it's like me personally, like being as, I guess, introverted as I am, like I don't really go out that, well, I used to, but I don't really go outside that much anymore where it's like now, like, hearing other people's stories, like, I live vicariously through people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I love hearing people's stories.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You are a funny person, and I'm a firm believer that funny things only happen to funny people.
Yeah.
So I love hearing your stories.
Well, it's, yeah, it's like funny things happen to funny people because it's like how they, it's just like a perspective thing. Right. Like how you see the world.
Exactly.
It's like anything can be funny if you're looking at it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the other day, I DoorDash Panda Express. It took way too long to get here. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting a bowl, I got a plate, which means I got two entrees. I got two servings of orange chicken so that I could save another serving as leftovers.
Okay.
Put it in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And it disappeared.
Gone. Just like that. Are you asking me if it was me?
I'm just, do you know anything?
Wait, when was this?
This was 4 or 5 days ago.
4 or 5 days ago? No, I'll be so honest.
June 4th, 4 p.m.
June 4th, 4 p.m. I believe I was at work.
Okay. Do you have any idea who it could be?
I'm not going to point elbows or anything, but I don't know. I feel like maybe someone on that side of the house.
That side of the house. You're,
yeah.
You're, Your neighbor to your left.
Oh, whoa. We're putting out directions here. I don't know. Honestly, I'm gonna leave that at no comment.
Okay. And I'm gonna comment and say you mean Anthony. And Will was telling me that Anthony has definitely eaten his food and then denied that he's done it.
Right. I think though, okay, so I feel like there's like a very easy way to turn this into something where it's like, oh man, he keeps taking all their food. But I also do think that he genuinely does not remember what is his in the fridge. And then he just, when he gets hungry, if there's food, he's eating it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the other day I was like, I'm running to the grocery store. Does anyone need anything? And he was like, bagels, cream cheese, a bunch of other things. And I come back and like, 4 of the 6 items that I had bought, he had full things of. So I don't think that he knows what's going on in that kitchen.
Yeah, his mind is everywhere. So I feel like the kitchen and the food is the least of his worries. So.
Yeah, well, it honestly should be maybe a bigger worry of ours because that fridge.
Ooh, yeah.
That fridge. I mean, like, it happens at least once a week where someone, like, something will happen in the fridge. You'll just like the other day, I open the fridge and you just hear like glass fall. And through the hallway, I hear 3 people go, "You okay?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Yeah." And Anthony goes, "What happened?" And I just go, "Teriyaki sauce." Yeah. And that's because our fridge is so full that things are constantly being thrown out of it.
Oh man.
There are sauces that they don't even make anymore.
Bro,
in there.
Honestly, the sauce that, like, I'm not a big sauce person at all. Mm-mm. So it's like I don't really touch that side of the fridge, but there are some sauces in there that I don't even think the manufacturers knew they made. Like like some obscure sauce because Utah loves trying things, so it's like, who buy anything that has an interesting enough name?
Utah is such a foodie.
Yeah, huge foodie.
Like, his entire explore page is like
all food,
cheeseburgers that are like giving birth to mac and cheese.
Yup. But the thing is, it's like outside of anything that looks good, if there's a deal, that's the kicker. Like,
he always is like, guys.
They're doing
it. I don't know if you guys heard that, but Anthony just burped really loud outside the door. I've noticed that I've gotten used to his burping, and I didn't think that I was going to. Like, when I first lived here, sorry, I hear footsteps outside the door. He's not probably going to hear this.
Yeah.
But when I first was like couch surfing and I would stay for like a week or two, I'd be like, wow, he burps a lot. And now it's like, what's like the syndrome where like you just don't hear it anymore?
Oh, I don't know. You just, I mean, I agree with that. I don't know the specific name of it, but I think it's like you just kind of get used to it.
It's just an ambience. It's home.
The ambience.
And I'm completely okay and doing great living with 4 men. It's really going well for me, and I'm learning so much about what a bathroom can look like when you don't clean it.
That sounded like a plea for help.
I was saying I'm doing great. Did you hear my words?
He's okay. He's okay, guys. He's okay.
Glad you said it for me.
Yep. Yep.
That makes it look better. Okay. Well, the kitchen is in a state of, what's the word? Dismay.
Dismay. Yes. That's a good word. Yes. That is a good word.
Which is when I moved here. Dismay.
Yo. Okay.
Okay, you say yo a lot, and I've started doing it, and I feel so cool.
Oh, man.
I feel so... You said, oh, man, like, oh, no, he thinks it's working.
No, see, I think, like, the thing is, I have, like, a fairly... Well, I'm not stupid, but, like, I have, like, a fairly limited vocabulary that I use every day. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, not to flex or anything, but I feel like things that I say end up sticking just because I only say a few words at a time.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very... Sometimes, like, sentences will just come out of your mouth and you're like, yeah, that is one of the things he says.
Yep.
Like pressing a button on an action thing.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Do you think that there's anything... in this house that needs to change?
Oh.
Anything that needs to change about how we're currently living?
How we're living, or like something about the house?
How we're... Something that we could change.
That we could change? Oh, I think we do a really bad job of making sure the lights are off.
Mm.
That I really do want to change. I think the other thing that we 100% need to figure out is... like a way to make sure that we're putting the dishes into the dishwasher instead of just stacking the sink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my. I have never felt more like my mom than like I see that dishes are in the sink. Like the other day, like I put dirty dishes in the dishwasher, uh-huh. ran it.
Right.
The next day I put those clean dishes away. Uh-huh. And then I was like, I'm going to let someone else do the rest. I'm going to let this pile of dirty dishes. Cause that's the worst part.
Yep.
You know, and I put my work in to have the worst part done for me.
Right.
A day goes by, nothing happens. And then like another day goes by.
The sink.
Well, yeah. I mean, the sink is basically overflowing, but then like another day goes by and it's empty. And I like seriously, like with tears was like, who put the dishes in the dishwasher? And Anthony was like, I did.
With that exact face,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. It was so awesome.
Yeah, that is fun.
I think that we just need to get into the habit of...
Just load it straight
into the dishwasher. No, 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 no dishes. Yeah. And if the dishes in the dishwasher are clean, mm-hmm. and you have a dirty dish to put in the dishwasher...
Unload it.
Empty the dishwasher.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
All right, cool. And also... That might kill two birds with one stone, the other birds being ants.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
The ants that we have in the house.
Oh, the ants. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is kind of nasty. We did put ant traps, and it did get better, but there are a lot of ants.
It's getting to a point where they're becoming like Anthony's burps, and that's not okay with
me. And you're getting used to it? Yeah. Oh, God, no.
I'm like, oh, little ant on my desk, flick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is how you know it's getting bad, though.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, it doesn't even, like, weird you out anymore, gross you out.
Yeah, but that grosses me out a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. To get used to it, yeah, that is pretty disgusting. Honestly, though, I haven't seen that many, like, other bugs in mm-hmm. this house, which mm-hmm. is crazy. But I don't know if it's because, like, Shug's eating them.
Oh, yeah. Knocking on wood.
Good idea. I don't know if that's because like Shug's eating them or we just don't have that many other bugs, but like if it's just ants, like that's, we can deal with that, you know?
It is weird though, because you'll never see more than like three at a time.
That is true.
And they're not in one central location. It's like,
yeah,
there's always just kind of like one ant hanging out on my desk.
Yeah, I don't know how that's happening either, because I also like make it a point to try and not eat in my room just because of that, but I still had ants coming in here.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, they're in the walls, bro.
Mm-hmm. They should check out our fridge. There's plenty of stuff in there.
Yeah, honestly. Also, that pile of dishes, I'm sure they could grab something off there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, OK-Pop.
OK-Pop.
OK-Pop is the K-pop band that you made with Past House.
Yeah.
The roommates prior to me and Will. So that was kind of the most like content-ish kind of thing that you did, to my understanding.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you and Anthony became friends in college. Mm-hmm. And sorry, this is weird because I know you so well, so it's kind of like an interview, but I'm just telling you things about yourself.
Yeah. I'll chime in if something's wrong.
Okay. So you and Anthony became friends in college, and then you guys formed this K-pop group together. You all moved in here. You did that for a while. You have like a passion for making music. You're very, very good at it.
Thank you.
Love to hear the music that you're working on. How's making music been going for you?
I think realistically, it's only been like 2-ish years since I started making music and started making music the right way. Mm-hmm. Not that there is a right way, but like with a DAW, like actually making things on my computer that I can record and save and send, you know? But in that 2 years, like, I feel like I've learned so much and changed so much in my style that it's like, I'm like learning to continue to have fun, like find new things to keep making. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like, I don't know, the state of music right now has been becoming a little stale. And then it's like, making music in that same style also feels stale. So yeah, like constantly trying new things is like what I've been trying to do. I completely honestly don't even remember what the question was, and I just went off on a tangent. So,
well, I was interested in the tangent and I don't care about the question, quite frankly.
Thank you.
I hope you felt validated by that. Wait, you have a minute left.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Is there anything you're excited for this summer? Quickly.
This summer? Quickly? This summer, not really. I don't really like the heat. I'm more of a winter person, or like fall or spring. I like the transition months and seasons better. I don't really like the summer that much.
Okay, bad question.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I'm looking forward to going down the shore.
Yes. You can say like ice cream.
What was the other one? Tanning.
Hanging out with your friends. Okay, you have 15 seconds to say something bad about Utah.
Say something bad about Utah. Utah runs up and down the stairs really loudly, so you can always tell when it's him. I don't think that's really a bad thing, but
No, it is. Commit.
Yeah, I hate it about it.
And you hate him.
I do?
Yep. Well, you're not allowed to talk anymore. No! So. Hey, so I'm running out of new ways to promote my Patreon. So I guess just go look at it. Okay, you don't even have to buy anything or get a subscription or whatever. It's $5 a month if you want to, and I really appreciate it if you did, and it would really actually mean the world to me, honestly. But yeah, there's like extra vlogs and bonus solo episodes every other week on there, and it's a lot of fun, and there's a Discord, and there's a Minecraft server, and it's how I keep the show going, and it's a great way to support the channel and support me and support what you believe in, which is me. Do you believe in me? Please. Oh, also, I think that Will and I mentioned that this was our second time recording. So in addition to the solo episode this week, I'm also going to release our first time recording. Can we get back to the show? I don't like doing this. Patreon.com/KoiPiso. Thank you so much.
All right, Utah. Welcome on to the Couch Surfing Podcast.
Let's go.
This is huge. I'm really, really, really excited that you agreed to do this.
Dude, I'm pumped, man.
Really? That's good. Because you're not really like a...
I'm not a camera guy.
Yeah, dude. You're not a social media kind of guy. I think, however, that you would be one of the most famous people ever if you just posted. But
also... That's too much work.
Yeah. Don't do that if you don't want to. Enjoy peace. How have you been?
Dude, I've been... had a little pneumonia here and there. Just trying not to get everybody sick in the house.
Yeah. This is like, where's this cough come from? Do you know?
Dude, it's like 6 weeks ago now.
Oh my gosh.
But at first I got food poisoning at the House of Pies.
Right.
In LA. And then I had it on my flight back. And Yeah, I was sitting next to like a 3-year-old Jewish kid with like a yarmulke. Uh-huh. And I kept having to like tell him to wake up so I could go use the restroom. I felt really bad.
Because you got food poisoning?
Yeah, dude.
Yikes. You're always going through it, but with
dude.
But with smiles and I don't know how you keep your Utah attitude. You have one of the most interesting and fascinating personalities in any human I've ever met, I think.
Oh, dude, that means so much, man.
I don't know if you get that a lot or if you just have, like...
Dude, people just think I'm high.
Yeah, people do. People are going to think you're high right now, but you just said that, so you're good now.
Yeah, but thank you.
This is a bit weird, but, like, on the last segment, just completely out of the blue, Birdo... We weren't even talking about you, and then Birdo said that... he complained about you stomping up and down the stairs, and he always knows it's you. I just wanted you to know you have a friend in me, and that if other roommates are talking shit on you, that I'm here to tell you. And
bro,
I don't know who you can trust
in
this house.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know who you can trust in this house, but Birdo's trying to talk badly about you all of a sudden.
Damn, that's crazy, dude.
I know. Like, completely out of nowhere, too.
Because I just took him out to this fried chicken spot last week, man.
Dude, you can't trust those closest to you.
That's
really
crazy, dude.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've, I think, had a one-on-one conversation for a long time.
Yeah,
you're kind of like always in and out of the house.
Facts.
You can't call me that. It's Pride Month.
Oh, somebody cut that out, man. Wait, this is gonna get edited, right?
To make you look like you said it. Yeah.
Oh. Dude, I actually, you know, I've never watched, like, the full podcast. I'm so ashamed to say, you know.
That's okay.
I've been missing out on the best podcast in the world.
But... Well, they've been missing out on you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right, dude. Now I can't use my favorite catchphrase.
Wait, what's your favorite catchphrase?
Or just my filler word of, I can't say it because it's Pride Month.
Oh. You know. That's your catchphrase.
Yeah, that's just
well, when the
filler.
Cameras are off, you can go back to how you usually are.
Wait, we didn't cut this whole segment because it makes me look like I'm intentionally saying the word.
No. They know your heart. You're kind of like, from my perspective, because I've been visiting here. Every time that I'm here, it's like you're just randomly here 2 days out of the week, and it's like you're this like recurring sitcom character that only gets like a few episodes, like the studio can't always afford you, but you like come in, have like a new like deal at Chipotle to tell everyone about, and like a new sauce that you're gonna add to our growing collection in the fridge, and then you dip out. Like, where are you like crime fighting in the? I like to imagine that every time you come in here, you've just taken off a cape and like fixed your hair and like don't want us to know that you just like saved the world. Like, what? What is it like being Utah outside of this house?
Dude, it's like, you know, I'm always looking for food deals. So that's like half of it. I guess like work, it's just been like real busy. Because it's just, I mean, yeah, music works a lot.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. What do you do specifically for, there's currently a, what would you even call it? Like a billboard plaque.
Thank you, you got an award
from... Can you describe this award to me? Because I'm going to butcher what it is.
Dude, it's... dang, dude. I don't really like pointing it out, but... I guess I got, like, a billboard plaque for, like, number 3 on the Japan Hot Albums chart, like, 2 years ago. But I didn't even check the charts till like, the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out it hit Billboard, so... It took me like 5 months to order the plaque.
That's crazy.
But it's here, man.
So what'd you do on that album?
That one I produced like the lead single.
That's so cool.
It was like one of my friends I met from like doing the startup. We just tapped in, locked in, and then we made this beat when I was in like my freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out like... 2 years later.
Really? Yeah. So did you just, how did you like get in? Because the music industry is like, it's pretty well gatekept. It's hard to get your foot in the door, to my understanding. Like, how did you go about getting to where you are now?
Dang. Well, it was like, I started when I was like 13. Mm-hmm. But then I think I started like locking in like freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hitting up like 8 people a day on Instagram being like, hey, yo, let's work. And there's a bunch of like cringy stuff if I scroll through my DMs long enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually, like, I got some stuff out. And then, like, once I start working with other people, it just connects to even more people. I feel it's like the same with the YouTuber.
Yeah.
I'm sure too.
It's just like throwing a bunch at a wall and eventually something will stick. And
yeah.
In the meantime, you're kind of like building a skill while you do so.
Facts. Dude, I'm hella nervous on this podcast, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't really talk about my work like that.
You
dude.
Don't? Yeah. Is it okay to talk about
dude,
your work
of
like
course,
that?
Man.
Okay,
I'm
awesome.
I'm
it's really interesting. It's really
yeah.
interesting. We
Thank
can
you, dude.
Talk about, I don't know, food?
Food or whatever. No, I'm down. And I think, like, I do want to this year, like, work more in terms of, like, the creator scene for musicians. So I think I do have to, like, get used to put myself out there.
They are kind of merging the
yeah.
worlds of content creation and music
yeah, facts.
Right now. I mean, you... Okay, that's the third one this episode, Utah.
Oh. Dude, I need to, like... I need to get tased or something, dude. I need to be punished every time.
This little shot collar.
Yeah, dude.
Well, so like you, before this episode, you were like, "Oh, I gotta finish up some playlists." What are you? You're like making playlists for? Because if making playlists was a job, like eighth grade me would have had a field day.
Like, I guess some of my day job is like pushing out a bunch of playlists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically, at my like day job, I work at Duetti. I guess my corporate thing, but it's basically a catalog acquisition company. So in the music world, because being an independent artist, it's so hard to make money
mm-hmm.
Because Spotify and all the streaming services aren't paying enough.
Mm.
It's like $0.003 per stream. So literally like half a cent. I guess like traditionally, like to sign a label deal, you have to pretty much get the money up front, but then you have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
In like the record sales you make to the label. So it's pretty much like you're getting a loan from a bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But catalog acquisition is like you sell your old songs in like layman's terms.
Oh.
And then you get that money up front and you could do whatever you want with
that
the money.
They do that but, in YouTube.
Oh, like you
well.
Can sell your old
I,
YouTube
I remember
videos?
I was waiting in line. Yeah. I was waiting in line one time with these like family vloggers of like my first year going to VidCon. I'd wait in line with them for like an hour and it was a crazy conversation. Maybe a story I've told on this podcast before, but I'll give you the spark notes. They were talking about how like they run a channel for their 7-year-old and not going to say the channel, but it's a very like, big notable channel. And they, I was like, so what do you do if like, you know, she doesn't want to make a video, you know,
yeah,
she's 7
dude.
And she's paying your bills. And they were like, well, sometimes she doesn't want to brush her teeth, but she still has to do that.
Oh, dude, that's like slavery.
Yeah, that's like not okay.
Isn't that a child?
It was really scary. And yeah, the anyway, they described to me how they sold basically their like entire backlog of videos to a company and they get profit on those videos, but then they get like an upfront payment.
Yeah.
So I guess like they probably use that for like their daughter's Christmas bonus.
Wow.
I don't know.
Damn,
I don't know how
damn.
That works. It's crazy.
I feel like there should be like an age restriction for being a YouTuber. Maybe just like a parental restriction for being
yeah,
a YouTuber.
Yeah, right? They just got to upload laws. Also, sorry if you can hear the ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah, dude. Is it appearing on the volume here?
I'm sure you can hear it in the background. Because that's, I mean, I can hear it no matter what room of the house I'm in.
Oh,
no matter
yeah,
what
dude.
Street in the city it's on.
Dang, dude. Are we going to get copyright strikes?
From the ice cream truck.
Dude.
Ice cream theme song.
Yeah, man. We'll make a remix or something.
Yeah. Also, sorry if this segment is less than 20 minutes. It just, every 12 words, we have to cut out one of Utah's coughs.
Yeah. Dude, there's going to be so many cuts on this episode.
I feel like I'm documenting your last words.
Hopefully, yeah, I go out with a bang or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe you can edit me to look cool, too.
Okay, I can do that. And I can, maybe we just play this podcast segment at your funeral.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you think your family
would
be okay
with
that?
Honestly, like, I think I might, if there was like a free food event, I wouldn't mind people like skipping my funeral to go to that, dude.
I have never seen someone so in love with food other than like maybe Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Dude, that's my arch nemesis, man.
I thought that'd be more like your muse, but you're in a rivalry. Yeah,
bro, I think the only thing I get competitive about is like eating.
Yeah. Have you done like eating challenges?
Not like enrolled in like official competition, because I think I would get fat.
Okay.
That's my like one catalyst I'm trying to stay away from. Mm-hmm. But like every time I go to a buffet, I have to make sure that I'm getting more food than I pay for.
Right.
So I literally, over COVID, I researched what it takes to do that.
Is it about the food or the deal for you?
I think it's about getting my money's worth.
Yeah. Okay. Is your Instagram explore page just like still all like cheeseburgers? And
oh, yeah. I try to cater it to like whatever like place I'm traveling to, mm-hmm. to give me like the local deals. It's mainly like over free food, or I guess like over like the restaurant eateries. I have it catered to like free deals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Dude. That's reels of food. They're just
something like that, dude.
Yeah. That's first awesome. Pull. How long have you lived here?
Dude, I've been here like in this house.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think I was the first one to move in full time.
Really?
I was sleeping on like we just had like one air mattress in this room.
Uh-huh.
And I was there for like, but I think I was the last one to get an actual bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sleeping on like a $20 sofa that we got from like Facebook Marketplace. I think Koi can attest to how comfortable that bed was.
Yeah. Yeah. Like no, that couch is so bad.
Yeah, dude.
This bed's nice though. I've slept in this bed maybe more than you have.
Oh yeah, dude. Dude, give them a review.
It's nice. I mean, it's bigger than my bed and you have a lot of natural light in your room.
Too much.
Too much?
Yeah. Because it won't let me sleep in like on the weekends.
But you just got some curtains. Are you planning to spend some more time? Rumor has it you're going to spend some more time in the house this summer.
Yep. That's what I'm looking forward to do.
Yeah. Just
locking in here now that I got out of a relationship, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm sorry to hear, but I'm glad that you're back a part of the gang.
Yeah. I think there's always going to be pros and cons to everything.
Absolutely. And
the best pro is being here with you guys. So
wow.
More cookouts.
There is a bit of, like, before we can all kind of get along together, there is a bit of an issue that I need to solve. The other day I ordered Panda Express and I got too much orange chicken so that I could save orange chicken as leftovers. And I put it in a bowl and I put it in the fridge and then it disappeared.
Bro, that's not well. We all know who in this house is the most likely to eat other people's food.
Say it,
and then claim. Oh,
you can say it.
No, if you know, you know.
I think they know. If you know, at this point in the podcast, I think they might know.
Did other members of the house say something?
Yeah, they might have said the name that's in your mind right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not me. So.
Okay, well, I just wanted to confront you and make sure, make sure we were on the same page about who it could be. Because
I know what it's like to get your food taken. Mm. Me, being a big foodie, man, I would never.
Yeah, it almost seems like you're the red herring.
Yeah.
Like, you're the big foodie, so it's like, oh, you'd go in there and you'd steal it. But it's actually, no, you have such a respect for food that you understand that that's off limits.
Dude, it's funny because it's probably the least passionate person about food in the house.
Yes.
Who doesn't? Somebody who would eat gum for lunch.
Gum for lunch, somebody, peanut butter and jelly for dinner.
Yeah, somebody who would eat bologna sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. He asked me to buy him bologna from whoever we could be talking about. Asked me to buy them bologna the other day from the grocery store, and I couldn't find it. And I honestly didn't look that hard, but I was like, come on. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to find bologna. Like, you need to go out of your way to find something else to eat.
Dude, I don't think he would notice a difference if you got, like, spam instead.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is a buffet. It's where I could get the most for my money, I think. Okay, good. How about you, man? I feel like I haven't heard too much of your food experiences.
I'm not like a crazy big food. Oh, you know what I love? Something that I will always go back to, and actually like a caprese sandwich.
Oh.
Mozzarella, tomato. What is it? It's either basil or arugula. One of the green ones. Yep. Is it basil?
Basil.
And then like a balsamic glaze.
Yep.
Yum. Yum every single time. Any lunch place, that with like some kettle cooked chips, I could eat that every day.
Dude, I'm so glad like you and Will moved in too, because like I think you guys have cooked. I've seen more quality food in like the 2 days I've seen you guys cook than probably like the 1 year I lived here
Yeah. It is funny. We're like cooking meals, and then Anthony eats like a mouse that's like trying not to get caught, and then like just getting little scraps, and then. Birdo eats like a caveman. Like he just like went out
carnivore.
And hunt. He just takes a big slab of meat and cooks it, and then just eats it off of a big plate.
Exactly, dude. I think I've seen him eat veggies like once a month.
Well, this is a question that I've asked everyone, because I'm not really used to being around straight people, but specifically men. And now I'm living with four of them. And so
how do you know they're all straight though?
It is an assumption.
Yeah.
But I look around at your rooms and see the lack of things on your walls, and it kind of, you know, put two and two together.
I mean, I got like that duck.
Yeah. There are like a few things that like accidentally ended up in here.
Yeah.
But as far as being a straight man, what makes you one of the good ones? What sets you apart?
Dude, man, from day one of Pride Month, I left a comment on your comment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
Wait, you left it? Oh, I responded to your comment on... I commented on your post on Instagram.
And then check out the comment, dude.
What'd
and
you
I
say?
Think, I think it'll say? Prove
okay, wait,
my support.
Also, I texted you about getting this podcast done. You like let me know when you were free, and you were like, also, happy Pride Month.
Yeah. Gotta no, turn up.
You're there. Wait, I want to see what you said to me. I also didn't know what to comment on this post because, like, we have very different ways of speaking and posting and commenting on things. Like, everyone in the comments, let me just read some of these so you can get kind of the idea of, like, the environment I was entering. We have someone said Gango.
Somebody said that.
I mean, just like, let's go, congrats, man. There's just all these, like, all these terms like man and bro and gang and yur that I'm not too familiar with. So sorry, I just saw your reply. I just commented yup. Cause I felt like that was a nice, like happy medium between the two of us.
I think, yeah, that is a great bridge between straight and gay.
And then we got there. We crossed that bridge because you replied with a gif of a dog holding two pride flags that says happy pride. I did not see that till just now. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how I start off Pride Month.
Man. Wow. Okay.
Just the beginning.
We have a minute left, so you got to hurry. But is there anything about how we're currently living that you think should change?
Ooh. I think we should have monthly trips to Golden Corral.
You picked the worst buffet.
No, I think it's the best buffet. I mean, where else could you get cotton candy and a chocolate fountain in the same place, I think?
You're just asking to have to ask another 5-year-old Jewish kid to climb over to the bathroom on the plane.
That was the house of pies, man. Nah, Golden Corral, I've never had a bad experience, I feel.
Okay, we'll go. We'll go then.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, you have 15 seconds left. Quick, say something bad about Anthony.
Dude, I'm so slow, man. I can't think that fast. Say something bad about Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you use this as like a gateway into... So this is what you told Birdo.
No, don't think. Okay. Just...
What would be like a good gateway?
Okay, I'm giving you extra time, but that's because this is worth the drama.
I think, oh God, what do I pick, man?
Sorry for the other guests. They were like, I can't come up with something. And now you're like, which one?
Nah, I'm playing, dude. I love Anthony, man.
Yeah, he's great.
Maybe the lack of passion for food. Mm. That's what I'll say.
Okay. Okay.
As a foodie, but that's something like, yeah, he has to learn over time.
Okay.
And I think he will now that I'll be here more often.
Well, thanks for being on.
Dude, how do you guys end this?
This is the first time it's ended in me being dapped up. And hopefully the last.
Hopefully the last, dude. What does that mean?
All right. Well, happy Pride Month, Utah.
We're kind of giving pumpkin. Oh my gosh. We're kind of giving fall. We're kind of giving Gumball and Darwin. We're kind of giving Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Cat Mario.
Yes. Orange. Cat Mario. We're kind of giving Anthony and Koi. Can we stop?
Yeah, of course. Well, we haven't even begun, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set a timer for 20 minutes. At the end of this 20 minutes, you have to stop talking.
Okay.
To me forever. Any words that you want to say to me, get them out now.
Are you going
to
ask me a really difficult question with like 10 seconds remaining or something?
No. I wouldn't do that. Here we go. All right. Anthony, welcome back on.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Koi Piso of course. Fame.
Thanks for having me in your room. Great room.
Thanks.
It looks great.
It's really coming together.
Yeah, I like this painting that you've gotten hung up here.
Mm-hmm. I love living at...
Crap. I love censoring things in post.
I know. I was going to say, should I say it again? I'll say it one more time at some point during this episode. So that's retention. Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting. And we won't bleep it.
We won't bleep it the second time.
Right.
So
okay.
Keep your ear out.
So I just wanted to start by being a little bit truthful with you, which is I just had Utah on before this. And, you know, he's a really like, he's a hard guy to like get angry. But we were talking about food for, you know, basically the whole 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, he out of the blue mentioned that like, he thinks that you have like a disrespect for food.
Okay.
And I just wanted you to know that because I know how much that means to him. And yeah. I wanted to see if you could maybe turn that around and strengthen that relationship a little bit. And I just wanted to be honest with you.
That's really interesting. Why, what did he say in regards to that?
Well, I think that he just recognizes that you like maybe eat the same three things every day.
Yeah.
And, his explore page is like on Instagram is full of every food in the world. And so I feel like he takes personal offense to your eating habits.
First of all, I don't eat the same three foods every day. I will gladly take any food that's in front of me. I just don't like buying expensive food. I don't eat out. I don't like.
Okay.
And I don't make food often, but people make me food, or like I'm at a shoot and somebody like the set gets food, but listen, nothing in this life is permanent. I'm not going to chase quick joys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, it was quick. You thought it'd be later in the episode. That was the address.
That was really fun. An uncensored version on the Patreon for sure.
Where you can find out where we live.
Yeah.
We'll also put it on screen right here.
And there's going to be a party invite. We're sending out a party full on the Patreon for people to just come over.
Yes.
It's not going to be a party as much as it is a tour when no one's home but me.
Well, actually, no one's going to be home, period. Feel free to take anything you want.
It's just you and the... Yeah. How long have you lived here?
Over 13 months, a year.
Okay. How's it been? You like it here?
Yeah, it's good here. I'm a proponent that it's not about where you are, it's about who you're with, and I like living with Birdo.
Sorry. What were you saying? Not about who you are, it's about who you're with. Some gay bullshit. All right, he's leaving.
Yeah, it's fine here. It's inexpensive for what it is.
So. Yeah. Yeah, $3. That's how much I'm paying.
You're paying $3 in rent?
Let's move on. So you've got some of your original crew here,
uh-huh.
Utah, Birdo. You met them in college,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so you've been friends with them for like
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. Okay, overshot a little bit. But now me and Will are here. Uh-huh. Will, your good friend from the house nobody asked for. Mm-hmm. And Koi Piso, your good friend from me not leaving you alone.
from you, like, interjecting yourself into my life?
Yeah, and sleeping on that terrible couch. Too many times? Sorry.
All, it was not terrible. And also, it was Utah's couch.
You've slept on that couch, though.
I have.
You don't think it's terrible?
No, I can't sleep anywhere.
I am a couch connoisseur. I can sleep anywhere as well.
Wow, you should make a podcast about that.
Holy crap. I should start releasing these.
Yeah, you should. Oh, have you been not uploading?
No.
Oh, I'd love to see what it's like when they come out because the year is currently 2021. Sorry, that was bad.
No. You can't use our address as a punchline, Anthony.
Okay, I got it. I got one more in me, max.
Okay, okay. So I have not really been one to get along with men, just in general. It's a bit difficult for me. What, you looked surprised by that?
I don't know. I thought you liked boys.
All right. You're like, yeah, that's kind of your whole thing.
Yeah, they're your personality.
It's crazy.
Well, I do like make it my whole personality and like shove it in everyone's face.
Yeah, you never stop talking about it. Actually, there definitely are fans of yours that have no idea. Like a good chunk of them.
That I'm gay?
Yeah. Not a good chunk of them. I'd say a fourth of them.
There are, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be them.
I really like this guy's personality. Well, think about it. Like, yeah, your most popular videos, you never mention.
Why do you think they're the most popular videos? Okay, right. You gotta appeal to both sides sometimes. I'm a centrist at heart.
Me too.
That's cool.
I hate the liberals. I mean, I definitely associate more with Republican values.
Yeah.
I love, what do Republicans like? I like a cul-de-sac and stuff.
That was creative. Creative choice. Yeah. All right. My question for you, and it's a question I've asked every single one of the roommates, is as an alleged straight man, what makes you one of the good ones?
Well, if you want the truth, I'm not one of the good ones.
Oh, okay. Bad boy in the house.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, well, this is Anthony. He's the bad boy of the house.
Yeah, you don't want to be on my bad side.
He's getting into all sorts of trouble and shenanigans. Okay. So that's your answer, is that you're just not one.
Yeah.
You're just kind of a piece of shit.
Wait, no, I think I'm an ally. Also, to be fair, I think sexuality is fluid. Sometimes I'll see a guy and I'm like, if there was a universe where I was looking for anything, I don't think I'm a searcher, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the type of person to, like, go out and look for it.
Like,
I'm usually the one getting, what is it called?
When, courted? Like,
Riz.
What'd you say?
Riz. You said court and I said
courted.
Riz. Wow, so like poetic and, like, brain rotted.
Yeah, this kind of shows the differences between us. All right. Well, that was some good, like, pandering to my community.
Yeah.
About the whole, you left it open.
Now that that's done, subscribe.
But you didn't, like, lose your aura to, like, maybe the...
Because, yeah, I want to make sure I'm mysterious.
I think that you could... Because you have some, like, bro-y fans, right? Mm-hmm.
Well,
like, I mean, like, they're maybe not bro-y as in, like, the, like, Sigma male or whatever they're doing, like, streamer university, but bro-y in the sense that, like... spending all of their time on Discord and hating their moms kind of thing.
All right, first of all, I don't think I have any people like that anymore.
Okay, okay.
No, I think I do have a lot of... No, I think every one of my fans, like hardcore fans, is very similar to me.
Okay.
And I think there's very little divergence. Divergence.
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, like I launched a Discord server and like when there's video chats, I'm like, every one of these people is like different universe me. Like, they're just like, they're quirky. They have decent enough values. They're a little dumb. Like, endearingly dumb. I'm actually dumb, I think. Can we move on?
Yeah, that felt like derpy humor. I'm actually dumb. I'm a piece of freaking garbage potato.
Take out the trash. More like, take me out.
Ooh, wish I could. So how has the house dynamic changed since Will and I have moved in?
Become a lot more creative. I think part of my sadness in the house was that there was very little creativity for a while. I mean, Birdo is obviously a very talented producer, but he's also a very busy man.
Yeah.
And he's like very alone in his creativity and also is new at it as well. But since Will Mahoney and Koi Piso fame have moved in, it's felt very fresh and nice, because I think that's like what I look for, is people that make me not feel insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a little bit, it's nice, like, whenever I'm feeling like I'm doing some, like, crazy shit that isn't going to work, and then I go down to Will's bedroom, and it's, like, covered in a bunch of ads, and I'm like, oh, okay, so it could be worse.
Yeah, well, it's good, because you slept in Will's room for a while when there was chill guys everywhere.
Yes.
And arguably, you would think it couldn't get any worse than that.
No. Oh, that room is just, it just has a curse to it, doesn't it?
It does. Living in that room gets the worst out of you.
Yeah. Okay, so you think that, like, it's gotten more creative. I think that, I mean, I kind of know what it was like beforehand, but not, I don't know what it's like when I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. If, is happening when I'm not around, did it even happen?
That's a great point. No, it honestly didn't. Honestly, I would have moved out for sure if you and Will didn't take the trip over here.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I would have, like, probably moved to a different country and deleted all my social medias or something.
And if we can clip that so I can watch it back when I'm feeling bad.
Okay. Well, that was, I was, well, it's more like Will and then you and like uppercase, lowercase.
Okay.
Like Mario and Luigi.
So like dominant recessive as far as genes go.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. I've really, sometimes like when I have like a whiteboard in front of me, I'll just like hit a Punnett square real quick.
Punnett squares are fire. What a great part of science.
Yeah. And then the other day, I was, like, really wanting to name triangles again. Like, isosceles. Yeah. So, like, I was on FaceTime with a friend, and she, like, drew triangles for me, and then we, like, went through, and she quizzed me.
That's awesome.
And it was so much fun. And one of them, a circle.
A devil.
I was like, life does not get more unpredictable.
Yeah. It's like we live in a movie.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
So did everybody have so Utah was food.
Utah was food.
We're dumb. Birdo was probably angry.
Birdo wasn't really angry. Birdo was just kind of like, Birdo, the thing about Birdo is when I say something, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's,
you
agreeable.
Know what I'm saying? He's very agreeable, but I'm like, what did we talk about? I don't know. I remember liking it. It was good. But that,
like, Burrow made fun of me a bunch.
No, he actually didn't.
Really?
He didn't. Because actually, when I had the idea for this podcast, he was like, I think he was like scared of you getting hurt.
Cool. So good to know that that's the reputation I have in this house. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, I did find a little bit out about your reputation, but we won't get into that till the clock's ticked a little more.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Just good. To, you know.
Great.
Is there anything that you think needs to change about how we're currently living?
Yeah, I think the Goffice needs to be more situated, which is kind of on me, but also everybody, because it's a group project.
Yeah.
And then I think the trash situation. That's annoying. I think we should need to get like big trash cans.
Me? The trash situation, story of my life. Yeah, the trash is bad. Something that I actually we came up with a new house rule throughout the minutes of this podcast. If you have a dirty dish and then you put it in the dishwasher,
100%.
If there are dishes in the dishwasher that are clean, you put them away.
100%. That's such an easy rule.
Yeah.
It should have been a thing from the get-go.
And did you see that we have counter space now?
Yes.
The other night, it was like 1 a.m. and I got the sudden urge to clean.
Mm.
And I put in my headphones and cleaned away. And we're like, why do we have ants? And then there's like big pile of trash and like crowded counter with crumbs all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why do we have ant? I live here, stupid.
Oof. I don't have to upload this if you don't want me to.
Please don't.
Okay. Because I haven't even released the podcast yet. It's 2021.
Yeah, I know. I hope these stay in the vault forever.
Okay, so.
I can't wait for Biden to win. Continue.
So you grew up in Jersey?
Yes, I grew up in South Jersey.
So that's the down one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You.
I went to high school.
I was going
to
say, yeah, definitely no more than that.
Got my diploma?
GED.
GED. High school diploma.
Sure.
They call it that sometimes.
They do call it that sometimes.
I looked so good in that gown, just thinking about it.
Cool.
What? Did you say cool? Were you, you were in a frat in college?
That feels targeted. Yeah, I was. It's actually right back there.
Oh, can you see it?
Yeah, you can.
It's so sweet because all of the people that you're friends with now are on that now.
They are. Yeah, it was co-ed, so it's not like a fraternity. It was more like a club of people. I don't, it was a business co-ed fraternity. So everyone was like big into business, whatever that means. And then everyone was a degenerate, except for me, because I was coerced into joining, thinking it was going to be a professional thing. And then everybody was like...
And you get money off the people you recruit, and as you work your way up...
No, there's no money to be made at all. I just sunk probably close to like $3,000 into the time I was in that thing.
Okay. But wait, how?
Long stories and also dues. Also, I'd pay for, when I'd interview like the new classes, I'd always get them food because I feel like that's what I liked when I was joining. Like two people took me out for food and I was like, that meant a lot to me. So I did the same to everybody who joined.
Okay. What's the benefit of like being in a frat that's not a frat?
Well, really, joining is the only fun part because it's like a bunch of new connections and it's like 5% chance to get accepted and like you meet new people and learn about college. But then once you're in, you're just doing charity work, essentially, if you're doing it right.
Okay.
And you're just, yeah.
Do you get like hazed? Is there like hazing?
What? No.
Sounded like there might be a little bit of...
None.
You're not allowed to say.
There's no hazing.
So what happened?
Nothing happened. There was no hazing.
So?
There is no hazing.
Okay. The only knowledge that I know of college is... Okay. Sorry, bars? The only knowledge that I know of college.
Yeah!
Might even cut this so I can use that.
Yeah, you should just turn this into a rap.
The only idea that I have of college is what I saw in Pitch Perfect. And so the hazing there is like, go to the riff off and don't sing an original song.
Yeah, it's, we'll say that's exactly what we did.
You guys did a riff off?
Yeah, and yeah.
Wait, can we do that? Can we do a riff off this summer?
Would yeah, let's do that? It.
We go to like an empty pool mm-hmm. with a big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We sing. You're not interested in this idea at all.
No, I'm really not. I already did it.
Oh, you're right. You're like, yeah, we go to a pool. Yeah. There's a wheel. Yeah.
And everyone makes fun of me.
You try to sing an original song and then everyone hates you the rest of your life.
Yep.
Do you know about that? Pitch Perfect 2?
I've never seen Pitch Perfect 2.
What? Sorry, let me do that again, but if I was a minion. What?
Oh, that was good.
Wait, she does, but in Pitch Perfect 2, it's like, there's such an iconic moment where they're doing the riff off. You've seen Pitch Perfect.
Of course, yeah. I don't remember much of it.
They're doing the riff off and they're going back and forth. And then the new girl tries to sing an original song. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the hardest scenes to watch in all of cinematic history. Literally to the point where this actress, I swear she probably had a hard time getting work after that because people just like hate her face now because they're like, of what she did in the riff off.
Yeah.
So, glad you made it out with your career.
Yeah.
Well, out of that riff off.
There's a lot of animosity towards being in that riff off that I hold deep in my soul.
You don't care about me. Okay, so I ordered orange chicken the other day. Mm-hmm. Ordered a bunch of, I got too much, so I put some more in the fridge, and then I went to eat it the other day, and it was gone.
Orange chicken.
Orange, sorry. Just sounds like a biting noise. Orange.
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 Orange. I didn't eat your orange chicken.
Okay.
I don't eat any left, any other people's leftovers gross me out.
Did you throw it out?
No. I never clean out the fridge, because I don't use the fridge often.
Right. I have asked everyone on this podcast. And so someone is lying. And by the way, I hate to break it to you, every single person said that it was you.
So every person is mean to me because I'm the easiest one to make fun of. For sure.
Okay.
It's funny to make fun of Anthony.
Well, which one do you think is lying then?
Well, one of them. I'm telling you wholeheartedly, I've never eaten anybody else's leftovers. That is like throughout my entire life, with the exception of maybe partners, I've only ever eaten my own leftovers. And also, I don't throw anything out. I'm right. always like, because.
Oh, I know that. There. Sorry.
Look at how clean my room is.
Actually, yeah, you're right. You're right. This is nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for even saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you get picked on, but it's just, I think that you kind of brought everyone together, so you became like a natural leader that's like easy to make fun of.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Yeah. It's kind of been my whole life story.
So how are you going to get out of that?
I'm not. I'm just going to sit here and be upset through my whole life, probably.
Okay, but then you become an easy target.
Yeah, I know, but there's no way to the only way to dig out of it is to move weapons. And not tell anybody. Well, yeah, weapons. Yeah, weapons.
Okay, cool. Also, so someone is lying about my orange chicken.
I'm telling you wholeheartedly, I would never eat leftovers from somebody else.
Who do you think did it then?
I think somebody either threw it out. I think that's the most plausible thing.
Okay.
Or I think somebody high / drunk did it. And I don't do either of those okay. things.
Okay.
So, and that's not a joke. Well, recently I haven't.
And you think, and you also say that you're better than people who do those things.
So, well, I think, honest to God, on some real shit, I think I'm worse, which is why I feel like I can't even get, in terms of happiness. So if I also drink and smoke and I'm not happy, then it's like really bad.
I do know who was lying about the orange chicken. It was me. I just kind of made up the whole story just to see, you know, who everyone would turn against. And I wanted you to know that it was you. So I don't know what you'd want to do about that. But weapons would be my suggestion.
See, but you notice how I didn't point to anybody specifically.
I do respect that a lot. I think that you should start being one. You need to stop being like a diplomatic leader. You need to start being
a political leader.
Yeah. You need to start pointing at people and making everyone turn against each other. Speaking of, there's 15 seconds left on the clock. Do you have anything bad you want to say about anyone in the house?
Shug is too loud. It's our cat. That's it.
Diplomatic. All right. Well, Anthony, thanks for being on.
Thanks. You think this is going to be uploaded?
Maybe in a few years.